With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. A new study by an online consumer advocacy site shows West Monroe is one of the fastest-growing cities in Louisiana. The report by the site NerdWallet points to growth in employment and a stronger economy in the last few years. A number of West Monroe business owners say tourism and new companies coming to the area allow them to do more business and continue such growth. West Monroe's employment is up almost 9% over a three-year period from 2009 to 2012, according to the site's study, and is ranked number 4 in the state with the most growth, beating out larger cities like Shreveport, Lafayette, and New Orleans. The Louisiana Film Entertainment Association announces a plan to commission a study on the economic impact of Louisiana's Film Tax Credit Incentive Program. KEDM's Ashley Lyons has more on the proposed study.
The Louisiana Film Entertainment Association announces a plan to commission a study on the economic impact of Louisiana's Film Tax Credit Incentive Program. The study is estimated to cost $150,000. LFEA President Will French hopes the results of the study will show what the program actually costs the state.
We know what we are giving out in terms of tax credits. That can be tracked. But we don't know what we're getting back exactly, and those numbers are kind of hard to quantify.
The state commissions an analysis of the film tax credits every 2 years, and their most recent study shows it costs the state about $4.35 for every dollar's worth of credits collected. French says Louisiana Economic Development projects economic benefits by merely plugging in spending numbers. He says the state's analysis doesn't take into account tourism dollars the film industry brings in, among other factors.
How many people are moving into the state and buying houses and sending their kids to schools and buying cars and helping to grow the local economy as a whole?
The group will launch a Kickstarter campaign later this month to help with the cost of the study. French says their study will look at every component and take into account what economic benefit it could be providing to the state. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
This is KEDM News.